Hollywood celebrities erupt after Trump election night speech, "The man is staging a coup." By Joel B. Polak on November 4, 2020. Celebrities slammed President Donald Trump's speech from the White House early Wednesday morning, claiming that he was staging a coup by declaring that he had won the election and objecting to the way counting had been stopped. As Breitbart News reported, Trump told supporters and the press in the East Room, "This is a major fraud on our nation. We want the law to be used in a proper manner." He added, "So we will be going to the U.S. Supreme Court." Actor Josh Gad said the man is staging a coup. Thankfully, he is doing it like a rodeo clown. Actress Sophia Bush said, "We have sent troops to other nations to stop dictators from doing what Trump just did. This is not how our elections work. We will hashtag count every vote." Left-wing actor and Intel Technologies pitchman Jeffrey Wright: Donald Trump came out at 2:30 a.m. to remind America, from the WH, that he's the biggest criminal asshole you know. Brooklyn Nine-Nine star Chelsea Peretti attacked Vice President Mike Pence, saying, "And Pence is always is the epitome of a vacant tool and fuckboy." Actor Ethan Embry also attacked the Vice President, saying, "Pence cleaning up after him is fucking disgusting." Star Trek actor George Takei said, "You don't get to declare yourself the winner, Donald. The American people choose the winner through the Electoral College. We do this through our votes. You can't change that." Actor Mark Hamill said, hashtag despot Donald declares victory as votes are still being counted, calls election a fraud on the American public. "So we'll be going to the Supreme Court and we will win this. It's so weird to have an authoritarian who undermines democracy in the WH." Comedian Kathy Griffin tweeted her infamous photo, in which she hold a bloodied replica of Donald Trump's head. As of Wednesday morning, it was still unclear who had won the election. Biden was leading slightly in Nevada and Wisconsin. Trump was leading in Michigan, with a fading lead. And Trump was leading in both Georgia and Pennsylvania with more votes to count. Biden delivered a speech shortly after midnight in which he promised supporters that he would win, without declaring victory outright. The election remained one of the closest in decades, with both sides claiming a path to victory and vowing to go to court to protect their vote. In Congress, Republicans appeared set to retain the Senate, losing two seats in Arizona and Colorado but picking up a seat in Alabama. In several contested House races, Republicans defeated incumbent Democrats without, as of this writing, losing any seat they had held going into Election Day. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.